the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the realm of mirth. Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your mood. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long life, Queen Elvia!
Hello, and a royal welcome to the lovebirds, the turtle doves, the billers and cooers, and the one-armed drivers who go zigzagging down the road in a state of complete infatuation. For this session of the Comedy Kingdom is devoted to sweethearts. Sweethearts who know that love makes the world go round, and who hope it'll make a $20 salary do the same thing. Love, the feeling that makes a man make a fool of himself over a woman. Courtship! The period during which the boy tries to find the courage to propose, and the girl looks up at him with her big brown eyes and wonders if she can find anybody she'll like better. My goodness, I'm getting positively sentimental. But here is lovely Loretta Lee looking at the sweetheart question from the other side, the inside, or, as a matter of fact, from the ringside.
You showed me the way when I was someone in distress, a heart in search of happiness. You showed me the way. My skies were so gray, I never knew I'd feel a thrill. I couldn't dream a dream until you showed me the way. The moment you found me, the shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. You showed me the way. If I've learned that love can be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way. If I've learned that love can be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way.
Another expert on the subject of sweethearts is Dick Faber, who expects to make a fortune out of his new invention, a non-refillable wedding ring. Dick Faber.
See, you know, every time they speak of love, it kind of makes me lonesome, you know. There's so many different kinds of love, you know. There's mother love and, well, there's a love that I remember so well. When mother used to hold me on her knee, you know, and she used to say, Angeline. She called me Angeline because that was my name, see. And my father, he would call me, how well I remember. She would say, Angeline, as you go along life's highway, remember that every man's hand will be raised against you. So I went my way, and my way was the wrong way. But did I have fun? And then I had a sweetheart. I had a girl one time. I had a girl. She invited me to her house for dinner, see? And boy, reaching for anything on her table was just like throwing your hand into a meat grinder. I'll never forget they had meatballs for supper, see? Her father run pool on me before I ever got a shot at all. I'm telling you, they were high-class people, though. Her father and mother were in the iron and steel business, you know. Her father and mother ironed all day, and father stole all night. Very high-class people, you know. And she was a high-class girl, too. Oh, boy, every time she saw a taxi cab, she got paralyzed from her hips down. So I bought a little runabout. I run about around the corner and stop. Very cute little thing, see, with one of those unbreakable windshields, you know. It'll never get hit with a little piece of glass or anything like that, you know. It's just vop, and you get hit with the whole windshield at once. Oh, it was and she always wanted to go to the moving picture show, you know, see Clark Gable, who I hated. Every time she'd see that guy, it'd take her 3 or 4 days to get used to me again, see? And I never cared much about him at all. And she was very dumb, too. I'd take her in a restaurant to have a little something to eat, you know. One time I took her in, and she stuck her fork in a bald-headed man's head thinking it was a honeydew melon. She and the waiter brought the soup, and there happened to be a little fly in the soup, you know. That happens like that, you know. And she called the waiter over and says, "Waiter, remove this insect." And the guy threw me down 5 flights of stairs. Oh, gee. Well, anyway, I just went along, and I kept chasing her, you know, until she caught me, see. And I was we had a Christmas wedding. Everybody wanted me to kiss her under the mistletoe, see? I wouldn't have kissed her under an anesthetic. And it was a big electrical Christmas, you know, a beautiful thing. And mother got electric washing machine, her little brother got electric train, you know. My girl got electric iron, my father got the electric chair. Oh, it was a beautiful, well, we're divorced now anyway, and the judge just told her he was going to give her alimony. Well, it's a good thing he is, because I'm not going to give her a quarter, see? And, well, I got to be going. Goodbye now.
And now the Hallelujah Quartet dedicate their own arrangement of the song Honey to Sweetheart.
I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of
honey,
all.
Honey, honey, honey.
Oh, little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you the best of all.
I had a dream the other night,
the sweetest dream of all.
I dreamed I kissed a brown-skinned girl
behind the garden wall. Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of
all. Honey, honey, honey,
honey. Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey, love you the best of all.
He came around to my back door
and asked for Turtle Dove.
Now look here, Liza, tell me the truth.
Who is that man you love? Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you the best of all.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime, in the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you the best of all.
Now, ladies, wouldn't you like to be a perpetual sweetheart? Well, Queen Elvia knows of one, a sweetheart of the ages, a sweetheart who, like Tennyson's brook, goes on forever. Here she is, and it's none other than your old friend and friendly advisor, Auntie Macassar.
Howdy, howdy, and greetings to all of Auntie's little Goldilockses. My discourse shall be upon the will to love. The inspiration come to Auntie upon reading the following love plaint from one of her own girls. I read, "Dearest Auntie, maybe you've seen in the papers how I spent the night with Joseph McGlickle in the revolving door of the New Epstein Arms Hotel. Oh, honest, we both done our best to get out. Folks thought we was after a new marathon waltz record. Well, the newsreels pictures took pictures of us all the time, and we were staggering when they got a box lunch to us at 4 a.m., which McGlickle ate the cur. I had went 10,000 rounds with him before I gives in. After going around and around with so much attendant notoriety, McGlickle says he won't marry me. Tongues has begun to wag. What do you think? Signed, Essie." Well, your old auntie answers, "Dear little Dewlap, it would seem that McGlickle has no honor. Send him around. Auntie wants to meet him. Woo!" Oh, me, how the revolving doors, and how the past looms up to slap me down. Never will Auntie forget the time the late Macassar got his neck caught in a revolving door. Well, the authorities threw the door in reverse and unwound Macassar like a spool of twine. To shrink him back to normalcy, Auntie hit him in a dirty shirt and sent him to the laundry. He come back a midget. He never regained his proper length till they hung him. Oh, me, scrapes and revolving doors is easy to get into and hard to get out of, which I always says. Love, oh my, it was only last evening your auntie's old heart was a-busting with the prod of spring when a young pipsqueak ups to her. He was a big mailman. Never play post office with a mailman, girlies. Well, we had hardly walked 4 miles when he comes to an alley and he says, "This is where I live. Bye-bye, baby. See you in church." The big storyteller went to every church in town, never seen hide and a hair of him. Oh, well, better luck next time. So, courage, pulse, and hearts of hope. They have taken away our hammocks, but the will to love remains forever, and so does your old auntie. Whoopee! Subject of sweethearts, I just want to mention that when a girl suggests that a man starts saving money, it won't be long until he's going to need it.